When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm so excited for today's episode. And today's episode, we're just going to be talking about how trusting a man fully is very, very, very healing. And I know that this can be really triggering for a lot of women because the idea of trusting a man feels really unsafe because you feel like your heart will be mishandled, like your trust will be misplaced. And so we're going to just talk about how healing trusting a man is, and we'll just get into it in a second. I just first also wanted to say thank you guys so much for following me on Instagram, for following me on TikTok, for subscribing to my YouTube, and for just supporting me, and of course for listening to my podcast. And also, you can book one-on-one coaching with me at my website, victoriadeval.com. And you can book a free one-on-one session, the intro session, and we can see if coaching is right for you. And I offer a 3-month coaching program that takes you from wounded womanhood to embodied womanhood. And I love my clients so, so, so much. And I feel so passionate and invested in their journey and just truly wanting them to succeed and being very hands-on. So I would love to do that for you if you are interested. So that is my coaching offerings. And then of course you can follow me on all social media channels. And sorry I haven't posted on YouTube. It's just, I feel like I'm always saying that, but I'm really committing to YouTube, I swear, in June. But we just forgot the cable that connected the camera to the computer, so I haven't been able to post on YouTube at all. But I will be going really hard with YouTube, I swear, starting in June. Okay, so let's dive into trusting a man and how healing trusting a man really, really is. And so to start off, the reason that this is so triggering is because as women, we have been disconnected from our intuition, from our power, from our true nature. And from this space, we have placed our trust in men in intimate relationships with men who did not deserve our trust. So what this means is that through the centuries, we have been conditioned to believe that trusting men is really, really unsafe. And from that space, because we believe that that's the only thing that's out there, but we still desire relationships, we feel like, oh, well, that's really all, that's all there is. Like, men who aren't 100,000,000% trustworthy, they don't, people don't even, women don't even realize that this exists, that men who are 1,000,000,000% trustworthy exist, that you can place your full 100% trust in and they will never betray you, and that they are so devoted to you and so committed to you. Women don't believe that that exists. So then we settle because we still desire partnership. And we settle with men who we can't fully trust. And from this space, we act in a very controlling manner. And we can never truly be in our hearts. We can never relax into our bodies. Because how can you relax into your body if you cannot trust this man with your entire heart and know in your heart, know in your body, know in every single space that you hold in yourself that he will never, ever, ever betray you. He will never hurt you, that he has taken you as a part of himself. And from that space, he cannot hurt you without hurting himself. And I watched this video by Teal Swan about true love, like the actual essence of love, and just realizing how deluded love, the idea of love is, because it's not love what we're experiencing as women in our society, we're experiencing relationships, we're experiencing distortions of love, but we're not actually receiving love, because from a space of love, you take someone as a part of yourself and you cannot hurt that person because it would be deeply hurting yourself. And so you then show up with deep integrity and deep devotion. But what happens is we love someone, not a real love, it's just like a distortion. We love them from a space of selfishness. And from that space, we can harm them and we can, you know, treat them wrong and abuse them or cheat on them or do little slick shit that's not like really in integrity. But if you are truly in the essence of love, you cannot move out of integrity with the person that you love, because moving out of integrity would deeply harm yourself. And that level of love is the only essence of love. Everything else is just a distortion. So if you have been in a relationship with someone where they have, cheated on you, or they've abused you, or even just if that person is doing little slick shit, like they are not truly considering the fullness of their actions, and they don't really take responsibility, that's not love, right? It's an emotional attachment for sure, but it's not the essence of love. And so from that space, because that is literally all most of us have experienced, we have only experienced love that makes us feel unsafe, because someone doing little slick shit, or someone cheating on us, or someone, abusing us or mistreating us, makes us feel that we cannot fully surrender. The only way that we feel we can fully surrender is if we can trust the other person 100,000%. And the thing here is that the only way, the person that needs to be trusted 100,000% is yourself. And so this is the thing, to truly trust and to truly surrender into trust and to fully feel safe in your body, the person that you need to give 100,000% trust to is you. From that space, if you truly trust yourself to protect yourself, to take yourself in your best interest, you fully trust yourself to not ignore red flags, to go with a man who isn't meeting your deepest desires, to, if you truly trust that you will hold your boundaries, hold your standards, leave a situation if it is not serving you, and really vet potential partners, if you trust yourself fully to do that, you will easily be able to trust another. There will, of course, be some triggers that come up that will be healed in that space that I'll talk about in a second. We'll talk about how healing trusting somebody else is. But the way that you get into partnerships with people that can, you can experience this extremely healing healing experience with, is when you trust yourself to only go with men, only vet men to the highest degree, and only go with men who meet your standards, meet your boundaries. And when you have discovered the safety in your own body, and you have decided to no longer strengthen your wounds, but instead strengthen the empowered narrative of who you are, and choose others who strengthen that narrative as well, and not others who strengthen your wounds, from that space, you can choose someone who is truly trustworthy. And that takes a lot of deep internal work. That doesn't just happen overnight and you can't manifest it into your reality. It takes a lot of deep internal work to do that, and really a deep commitment to yourself to radically removing anything that is not serving you in your life, and really choosing to only engage in things that strengthen your empowered narrative. So I'm going to explain what that means. So it's something that I talk to my coaching clients about a lot, but we have relationships with others, And these relationships with others, whether it be a friendship, whether it be a relationship romantically, whatever it may be. But when you engage with others, when you're in relation to another person, that person is either going to strengthen your limiting beliefs and your wounds, or they're going to strengthen the healed and empowered and surrendered and trusting narrative that you have. Basically, your higher self, they will strengthen your empowered self, your embodied self, and the strengthening of your healing, or they will strengthen the strengthening of your wounds, right? So let's give an example. So if you have a wound, maybe when you were in your childhood, your dad cheated on your mom, and you believe that all men cheat. So that's your limiting belief. That's your little wound right there. So you can date two people. One of them will strengthen your limiting belief that says all men cheat, and he will cheat on you. Or he will be untrustworthy and doing little slick shit and not be 1,000,000,000% devoted to you and committed to you and taking you as himself in integrity and never hurting you ever, never, you know, doing something that isn't in integrity, never cheating on you or doing micro cheating or emotionally cheating or, you know, whatever it is, he will do that. So if he's strengthening your wounds, he's going to come from that space and do that. And that will then strengthen your attachment to your wounded self that says, I can't trust. I can never open up. I always have to be in control. I can never surrender. Because I'm experiencing this again, it's reaffirming my wounds and saying, I cannot trust anyone outside of myself. I cannot trust men. Life is not safe. All of these things come up. We internalize all of these ideas in our bodies when situations like this arise. So we say, you know, men aren't safe. Life isn't safe. I have to always be in control. We then go into hyper-independence. We think that you know, the only way to be safe is if you're constantly checking his phone or if, you know, and from that thing, you're not actually safe. You're saying, I always will be with a man who is doing shit behind my back. So I always have to be checking. Or you're going to go into a space of, I'm not going to look at anything because I'm so scared and I'm going to avoid everything. I'm not going to look at his phone. I'm not going to look. All of this is a wounded state. It's a result of you still choosing, because at this point now it's a conscious choice, or it's unconscious, but it's still a choice that you're making to choose to strengthen your wounds. From that space, trusting a man fully, or the idea that men can be trusted fully, doesn't even resonate. It doesn't even make sense to a woman who has not yet trusted herself fully, who is still coming from her wounds. From that space, it doesn't make sense to that person to say, you know, actually, I fully trust my partner, and my partner will literally never, ever, ever pull some slick shit on me or, you know, be cheating on me or, you know, texting girls behind my back, watching porn behind my back, doing shit like that. It's just not gonna happen. But to someone who is still living in their wounds, that won't resonate. It's like telling someone, you know, that island that is, it's like some, I think it's off of India, and it's an island of indigenous people who have never been disturbed by the outside world, and it's illegal to go there. And I think like a few people have tried to go, and they've literally killed them. The indigenous people have killed them, and the island is protected, I believe, by India. And so the point is that nobody's allowed to disturb it, right? So like they are have no idea that the outside world exists. They have no idea that we're driving cars. They have no idea that we have grocery stores. They have no idea that we have phones or that we have airplanes. They don't know that we have, you know, cities like New York. They don't know that New York exists, right? They don't know about you know, whatever. They have no idea. That's the only thing they've ever experienced is life on their island. And when something else comes that's foreign, for example, like some, I know, asshole person who tries to go and in the analogy, the person would not be an asshole because the analogy is that this would be a new idea, but whatever. You know, people go and they try to disturb their way of life, or they just try to go and talk to them or to just do a video on them or something, and they will murder them on sight. Right? Because they're like, this, I've never seen someone who looks like this. We kill outsiders on command, right? So this can be an analogy for yourself. When you have not chosen to experience anything new besides your limiting beliefs and your wounds, it will literally not make sense until you choose to rewire your nervous system, rewire your sense of safety in your body, and re-regulate yourself. Weed out your limiting beliefs, restructure them, go through the death process with them, create the actual reality that you want to see. But what happens is we become so conditioned, and because we continually believe in these beliefs, for example, all men cheat. A lot of women hold that very, very close to themselves because the idea that not all men cheat feels threatening. It feels threatening because it feels unsafe. If you say that not all men cheat, they actually do, and that's a threat because now you're being naive. That's what they think, right? You're being naive, and that's a threat to me. So to believe that would be naive, and it would leave me unsafe. And so what is going on there is that they become very attached to their limiting beliefs. And the idea of a limiting belief being taken away and restructuring it feels very scary because you have falsely used this limiting belief to attempt to keep you safe, and it never has. Because when you hold on to limiting beliefs, you relive trauma again and again and again. So the belief that you have held on to has never kept you safe, but you have falsely believed that it has and used your trauma responses from it, your coping mechanisms from it, to try to shield you from the inevitable pain that you will feel when you are coming from a wounded space. It's inevitable that you will suffer when you are holding on to your limiting beliefs. What needs to be done is a deep rewiring and weeding out of these limiting beliefs. A lot of ways to do this. Well, I talk about it in my celibacy video on YouTube. So you can watch that video on YouTube about really how to restructure yourself. And you can also do coaching with me. And that's pretty much a big chunk of my coaching is restructuring you to go from wounded to embodied as a woman. But the point is that when you are coming from this space, you will recycle your wounds, you will continually be hurt, and you will never actually receive the actual joy and pleasure and safety and expansion and healing that life could have for you. Life could have that for you. But if you hold on to these limiting beliefs, you will not get it. And that is why the first person that you need to truly give, after you have earned it, give your 100% trust to and truly rework and re-regulate your nervous system and re-regulate your limiting beliefs and put in new ones and only engage with people. Like, in my opinion, it's very important when you're starting out in this work to really create a physical environment that keeps you safe, that doesn't strengthen your limiting beliefs or your wounds, and strengthens instead an environment of healing. I think in the beginning, that's very important. So for example, no drinking, that, you know, it's just about creating a good environment for yourself to actually do the work. No drinking, no drugs, no going out, you know, to clubs and partying 3 nights a weekend, or in my opinion, any nights a weekend, not hanging out with people that are not truly healing, not hanging out with people that are just surface level friendships, letting go of a lot of friendships that do not truly serve you, and you are not truly working together to create more healing, and that the relationship isn't nourishing. If the relationship isn't nourishing, it has to go. That's my opinion. So friendships and physical environment, your food, eating an alkaline vegan or a normal vegan diet, not drinking alcohol, not doing drugs, all of these types of things create a physical environment of safety where then you can do the work healthily and not be distracted and really commit to rewiring your life and becoming the next version of yourself. All of that to say, we're now going to move into the next part. So that was kind of all about, you know, why we feel that it's unsafe to trust men. Now I'm going to tell you about how healing it is to trust a man fully. So in my life, in my relationship, as you guys know, I did 2 years of celibacy. And in that celibacy, I was really, really working on myself, aggressively making changes in my life, you know, doing the deep work. And just really, really healing. I let go of my past life and of my past way of showing up in the world. And I think I tweeted this the other day, but I said, you can't be afraid to let the old version of you die. Death and rebirth is a part of life, and you have to be willing to shed and die, let die the old version of you. It's needed to go through a rebirth period to let the old version of you die. So to let the old version of you die is kind of what I was just speaking about. You have to create a physical environment that supports the new version and not the old one. Whatever that looks like for you. So in my life, you know, I did all this stuff. And when I ended up getting into a relationship with my partner, with my man, with my boyfriend, the healing and the trust that I was able to experience and am able to experience is so healing to my nervous system and so healing to myself.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
And to the little girl, for example, maybe who was 15 and holding on to these limiting beliefs, so healing to all these versions of me to experience the actual purity and safety of love. Because all of those versions can then rest. Maybe a 15-year-old version of me is holding on to all of these beliefs. And from that space, she will not be able to rest because she's in her trauma response space. She's in her her protective mechanisms, really is what it is, because she doesn't feel safe. So she's still trying to protect herself. When you experience that deep safety, the old versions of you are able to be finally put to rest. They can finally relax. They can finally put down the armor and the fear and the feelings of unsafety and relax. the biggest gift, I said this in another episode, but the biggest gift that you can give your inner child is choosing yourself now and choosing to never allow what that inner child endured again. That is what actually heals the inner child. Yeah, you can scribble and, you know, do little artwork or whatever that you like to do when you were six or whatnot. But the real thing that really rests and heals your inner child is when you no longer harm yourself. And when you actually choose relationships that the 6-year-old or the 15-year-old you wanted in their heart before that they got hurt or traumatized, the purity that you came into this life with, when you choose relationships that reflect that purity, that's what heals the old versions of you. They can finally rest. Wait, I'm safe now. So they can actually begin to feel safe. So when you get into a relationship with someone that you can trust fully, it is so healing to your nervous system because you no longer need to be in survival mode. You no longer need to be controlling. You no longer need to be doing all of these things to try to protect yourself because you are innately safe. There's nothing to protect yourself from. Even, let's just talk about, you know, girls say all the time that they are constantly, you know, going through the guy that they're following's follower count, right? So girls do that from a very young age, right? We're constantly, the guy that we're dating, we're looking through his follower account. Why? Because he's not safe. He's going to follow some girl that he met at the club last night, or he's going to follow some, you know, Instagram model that he doesn't know, or he's going to be, you know, try to follow his ex's Finsta, or he's going to follow, you know, he's going to be doing something that's not in integrity. He's going to be doing something that's unsafe to us. So because of that, we're going to be constantly going through his shit because we're like, I'm not safe here. I'm scared. Don't do that. And because we don't think that anything else is available, we think that we need to control, or that it's even possible to control our way into safety. You can't control your way into safety with someone who has no intent of keeping you safe. So when you're actually in a relationship that's safe, of course, your best interest is taken into account. Your safety is innately at being taken into account. Therefore, you don't need to be, you can rest. Because first of all, that person's not following anyone they shouldn't be. They're going to have unfollowed anyone that's, you know, not right to be following in a relationship. They're not going to be following Instagram girls with their booties out, whatever. They're not going to be doing, you know, trying to pull one over you and try to convince you you're crazy. Oh my God, you know, you're just insecure. No, you know, that's ridiculous. And you know, they're not going to be doing stuff that makes you unsafe. That stuff does make you unsafe. That's not safe. You can't relax in that space. So because of that, when you're truly safe, this is just a small example, but the point is that you can rest. Where in another paradigm, another way of existing, the idea of resting makes no fucking sense in that space because you're not safe. And you think that you have to always do that, that there are no men who will actually act in integrity. So you want to be safe. So to be safe, you have to constantly be on his ass because he's always going to be making mistakes or slipping up and making decisions to keep you unsafe. When you're actually in a relationship that's safe, he's not going to be doing any of that. He's not going to be doing any of that. And so from that space, you can actually rest. And the part of you that felt, you know, so unsafe because of XYZ, that part of you gets put to rest. that part of you is no longer strengthened by yourself or by your environment. So there's no need for it anymore. You don't have to control your way into safety. You're already safe. You can't control yourself into safety, but you no longer need to try to, because you're safe already. So those mechanisms that you used to try to keep yourself safe, they go out the window. And then you actually are able to heal. And even just with myself, in my relationship, when triggers came up for me, I didn't even realize really that they were triggers. I thought that they were just the way that you had to exist in a relationship. Like, if I have a trigger, or if I have, you know, some limiting belief or just an idea that I'm not safe, right? If I have an idea that, like, I need to control you into safety, whatever, those triggers, your wounds will come up in your safe relationship and they'll be healed, because you'll realize, wait, this doesn't apply here. Like, I'm actually good. I don't need to freak out. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, when you become truly safe, your wounds might surface only for you to be able to realize that you can put them to rest. Only for the other person to strengthen the fact that you are safe. And that's what I mean by saying, only choose friendships, relationships, whatever, that reinforce to you, when I said your empowered self or your wounded self, what I meant really is your safety and not your unsafety. Because most people choose relationships that reflect their unsafety. Because they're, as we discussed before, they're attached to that belief, they're recycling, they're continuing in their patterns. That's all that they think is available. They're resonating with that unsafety because they are experiencing unsafety in their body. You can't, you know, really in rare cases, you know, you can experience unsafety when you're not really unsafe in your body, but actually, I take that back. It's not true. You actually can't. You only can experience unsafety in your body. You can only experience an unsafe relationship, sorry, if there's unsafety in your body. And if you're still resonating with that unsafety, if you have not fully weeded out and rewritten your limiting beliefs, you can't. You can only experience those types of things if you're resonating equally with it. For example, and don't take this in a triggered way, because I am speaking from experience, I was always in abusive relationships, but you cannot be in an abusive relationship if you are not willing to be abused. That is the truth. If you want to be a victim, you will find an oppressor. Period. That's the truth of it. I remember when I had that, you know, mind-blowing realization years ago, when I was reading this book, You Can Heal Your Life, and I realized I just always thought that abusive relationships were something that happened to me, that I had no control over them, that I couldn't protect myself from them because they will just happen. Or a guy will lie or try to, you know, or I will, you know, and none of that shit is true. You cannot get in an abusive relationship unless you are willing. This is the truth of it. So, I forgot what I was saying. I forget why I went on that little rant, but all that to say, relationships that are safe are so, so, so healing, because we no longer experience unsafety. And so all of our wounds that come up, all of our pains and our hurts, they might rise, they might, you know, come up only to be smoothed out and healed, only to realize, wait, I don't need to do this here. I'm actually 100% safe. And just feeling that level of safety and feeling the ability to trust 100,000%. Like, I can put 100,000% trust in my partner, and I know for a fact he will never drop it. He will never disrespect me. He will never act out of integrity with me. That's the truth. That's just the truth. And from that space, I can actually relax because I know in every fiber of my being, I can 100,000% trust this man. I can 100,000% feel safe with this man. He will never, you know, fuck me over. I will never regret giving him my full trust. Therefore, I can relax and I can just be healed by that love, by that safety. So that's really, that's really like how and why, safe, truly safe relationships rooted in the truth of love with truly safe men who have done the work, truly safe men who are committed to their own inner work, who are committed to themselves, who are committed to you, and who can identify all of their weaknesses or the spaces that they have in the past messed up or not acted in integrity with, and then fully step into that and identify, you know, the payoff they were getting from that space, from being in that space, and rewrite something else. Men who are completely committed to themselves, to their own internal work. Men who are 100,000% committed to their own internal work. And then the men that you have vetted because you are in your power. It doesn't matter if he, you know, calls himself spiritual or something. Can you vet him? It doesn't matter what he says about himself. It doesn't matter what you, you know, see. I saw this tweet the other day and it was like, I saw a poem on Instagram and it was like, I don't care how many, you know, I forget what it was, but basically she's saying like, I don't care how many crystals you have. Like, I am vetting you to see if I can trust you. And when you trust yourself and you're not coming from a space of woundedness when you're vetting a man and you're actually coming from a space of empowerment and you're vetting him from a space of power, you can reject the ones who are not worthy and then you can choose the one who is worthy. And the same with him. You know, a man has to be in his power as well. And a man who is in his power has standards and boundaries and things that he's looking for, and he will deny women who do not meet his standards and his level of qualifications. He wants a woman in her power truly as well. Wounded men have no standards. Be very afraid of a man who will fuck anybody. Or a man who, you know, is just has no control over himself sexually, or who has no control over or no standards for the woman that comes in his life. He's just wanting to fill a void. No. The same way that you have complete solidarity and sovereignty in your life, you're comfortable being alone, and from that space you can choose a man from a space of empowerment. He needs to be doing the same thing. He needs to be completely comfortable in his own solitude. And from that space, he can reject any woman who's not really for him. Right? Like, he can see, oh, is this woman for me? No. No, she doesn't meet my standards. She doesn't meet my qualifications. No. Not good enough for me. The same as you. Right? So you want a man like that. Because those are the men who have deep respect for themselves. And that's a man that you can respect. Even respecting a man is healing. In a society and in a culture where so much of the predominant narrative about men, and so much of the men that we have engaged with have been so unworthy of our respect. Actually having a man who is worthy of respect is healing. We want to respect men, but we cannot respect men who are unworthy of respect. So when you actually engage with a man who is deeply worthy of your respect, that's really healing. To receive that, to engage in that way, you have to reject any man who is not worthy of your respect. But understand that really receiving a man who is truly trustworthy exists, and it is healing. Receiving a man who is deeply worthy of your respect is healing, and it exists. Receiving a man who is safe is healing, and it exists. Who is emotionally safe for you, who will protect your heart, it exists, and it's healing. And as women, we want to put down this armor. We want to put down this armor that we have picked up through the centuries of experiencing unsafe men. I'm going to make a YouTube video about letting the old paradigm of men die off and being very staunch in that and very committed to that. And so I'm not going to go into it too much right now, but I definitely am going to make a video about letting the old paradigm of men die. That's really important. But basically through not mating with them and not dating them or having sex with them. But I'm going to go really deep into that. But what I'm saying is that because we have experienced for so long men who are not safe, a lot of us have experienced that. We have held on to this armor. We have held on to this this protective shield around our hearts because we have said, wait, ew, like, I'm not safe here. I'm not going to put down this armor. I'm not going to put down this armor. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm not safe. So I'm never going to be safe. So I always have to keep a knife in my back pocket. This is a metaphor, not actually. I always have to keep, you know, my shields up in front of my face. I always have to keep, you know, myself protected. And when you engage with someone who no longer strengthens that, it is so, so healing. Who you realize, I can put down my armor here and I will still be safe. I will be safer with my armor down than I am with my armor up. So that is basically how healing it is to be with a man who truly is healing and safe and trustworthy. And yeah, I think I'm going to end the episode here. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for listening to my episode. And thank you guys so much for always listening to me. Always. I'm so excited to hit 100,000 listens on or downloads on my podcast. I'm definitely going to hit it underneath a year of having my podcast. So I'm really, really excited to hit that point. And yeah, I am so honored to have started this podcast and to have you guys really value my thoughts, literally Victoria's thoughts, but my thoughts and my ideas and my words and my voice, and to bring value into your life and to serve you guys just makes me so happy to serve you girls. Makes me so happy. And I love you guys so much. So you can follow me on all social media channels. My Instagram is Victoria Duval. My TikTok and YouTube, everything is Victoria Duval. And then you can also book one-on-one coaching with me. I have a specific coaching program. It is a one-on-one coaching program for 3 months, and you will move. It is designed to move you from wounded womanhood to embodied womanhood. It is for the woman who is truly ready to change her life, truly ready to commit to herself. We delve into yoni and womb connection, releasing sexual shame. We talk about creating a truly deep trust with yourself. We talk about empowered boundaries and creating a new story and releasing all shame and integrating all of it from your old story, and deeply connecting with your womb and your yoni. And we do that somatic work together as well. And my clients are literally, as I call them, my soul clients, and I love them so much. And yeah, so if you would like to see if that's right for you, you can book a one-on-one call, and that will be a free introduction call. It's 30 minutes and just to see if coaching is right for you. And you can book that through my website, which is victoriadeval.com. So I love you guys so much. I will see you soon. I'll see you next Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern time. And I love you guys so much. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.